welcoming weakness. So you take a deep breath in and settle into this place. Just notice what that word weakness brings up for you. Just notice how you sense it in your body. Notice what images, what reactions come up as you hear the word weakness. Take a deep breath in and slowly let it out. As I read this passage from Psalm 33, I'll read it a couple times, and I just want to notice whatever stirs in you as you hear it, a word or phrase that stands out to you. Even if a king had the best equipped army, it would never be enough to save him. Even if the best warrior went to battle, he could not be saved simply by his strength alone. Human strength and the weapons of man are false hopes for victory. They may seem mighty, but they will always disappoint. The eyes of the Lord are upon even the weakest worshipers who love him. Those who wait in hope and expectation for the strong and steady love of God. God will deliver them from death, even the certain death of famine, with no one to help. The Lord alone is our radiant hope, and we trust in him with all our hearts. His wraparound presence will strengthen us. Take a deep breath. Again, just notice. Even if a king had the best equipped army, it would never be enough to save him. Even if the best warrior went to battle, he could not be saved simply by his strength alone. Human strength and the weapons of man are false hopes for victory. They may seem mighty, but they will always disappoint. The eyes of the Lord are upon even the weakest worshipers who love him. Those who wait in hope and expectation for the strong and steady love of God. God will deliver them from death, even the certain death of famine, with no one to help. The Lord alone is our radiant hope, and we trust in him with all our hearts. His wraparound presence will strengthen us. Take a deep breath. As you listen a third time, just notice if there's a word or a phrase that you want to take, turn into a breath prayer. prayer of lament, a prayer of thanksgiving, a prayer of petition. Whatever your plea would be, whatever your request would be, just notice that word or phrase. We'll give you time at the end to just breathe that prayer in and out for several minutes. Even if a king had the best equipped army, it would never be enough to save him. Even if the best warrior went home, went to battle, he could not be saved simply by his strength alone. Human strength and the weapons of man are false hopes for victory. They may seem mighty, but they will always disappoint. The eyes of the Lord are upon even the weakest worshipers who love him. Those who wait in hope and expectation for the strong and steady love of God. God will deliver them from death, even the certain death of famine with no one to help. The Lord alone is our radiant hope, and we trust in him with all our hearts. His wraparound presence will strengthen us. Whatever phrase you've noticed, just let it be a breath prayer as you breathe it in. As you breathe it out, just repeat that breath prayer. Receive these words that Paul received as he wrestled with his weakness. My grace is enough. It's all you need. My strength comes into its own in your weakness. The weaker you get, the stronger we become. Today, I welcome my weakness. And I await the mystery of how your strength will show up for me today. Amen.